Hello?
Hello, to whom I have the pleasure of speaking.
Hi, may I please speak with Mr. Paul Bachman? This is Rachel calling on behalf of Omax Health Customer Care. Excuse me.
Ah, yes, you're speaking to him.
Okay, sir, this is Rachel calling from Omax Health, well, on behalf of Omax Health Customer Care, and it's a courtesy call regarding your Omax 3 shipment.
Okay.
Excuse me for my voice. But
You're
we've had a
probably going to tell
delay.
me that my credit card has expired.
That probably is the case. We weren't able to get your shipment out because the attempt did have a declined payment on it.
That's because it expired in November.
All right, sir. Well, are you ready at this time to update your card information so that your shipment can go out?
The changes were to the expiration date and the CVCC code.
Okay, so that's, let's see, is it completely, I'm trying to find out if the system completely closed it out where I can't process it without starting it over. So I'm sorry
Well, it
about the
never
delay.
lets you do it the easy way, does it?
Sometimes there's a little bit of slack in there, so yeah, I have to. So let me just take a look. You have excuse me, you have a 60-day subscription for the Omax 3, and you've been paying $48. So what I need to do, and are you ready for the shipment to go out today?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me
But
pull.
are you ready?
I'm trying to get there. So let me just get that subscription pull right back up.
Okey-doke.
All the way to the bottom. Okay, I need to find the one that matches. Okay, so that's the 50% off for 2 months. All right,
Pardon
still
me?
$48 and still no additional tax or shipping and handling.
Did you say something about 2 months?
Yeah, it's still the same type of subscription. It's still the you have the 60 day every 2 months.
Yep, every 2 months. Okay.
All right, so let me get the card information pulled up and also put your name back in here.
That might be nice.
Well, that'd be easier, wouldn't it? All right, so you still have, it's still the Discover card that ends in 5914. And what is that new expiration date?
Expiration date is 6 of 25.
Okay, so that's June of 2025. And your excuse me. Your bill to address is still the P.O. Box 117 in New Baltimore, Michigan.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, 40047.
48047.
Okay, so that's the same.
Well, 48047.
Okay, it's in here twice, but that's okay. Okay, so I confirmed that that was updated, and now if you could also provide the CVV code.
The CVV code is 885.
Okay, so that's 885, and we'll save that. All right, sir, is there anything else that you would like for me to add to your order?
No. Is there any chance you could delay it about 3 weeks? Because I
Actually,
ended up, I was, when I was in the hospital, I ended up getting ahead of, I get it like a month and a half ahead.
okay. Not a, would well, I put in the card information. Would you like for me to, because if I process the order, it would go out. Well, it take about 7 to 14 business days for you to receive it, but it would go out. Probably it would have a tracking number by tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine.
So
I just
go
figured
ahead.
while I had you on the line, I'd ask.
Not a problem, but what you can do if you don't use the product, excuse me. If you don't use the product that much, instead of having it shipped
I
every.
use it that much. It's just that I had a period of time when I was in the hospital and didn't take it. So I just
Okay.
ended up with 2 months worth
Okay, well
extra.
I can understand that. I wouldn't be able to pause this one. I can go ahead and process it if you would like and see if the system probably though won't allow us to postpone your next shipment though until it has a tracking number, but I can certainly check to see once I process this.
Okay, great.
Okay. So let me process that. All right, so that order was approved. It is showing ship ready, but it won't ship before tomorrow, and it'll take about 7 to 14 business days. So let me just get back to the front of your account here. All right, so let's see. Do an update or refresh, rather, refresh my page. Okay. Yeah, until this one has the tracking number, the system won't update yet to show the next shipping, which would be, of course, sometimes in March, probably about the same time. But if it's
Okay.
not inconvenient, you can call in to the call center, and you can actually have it paused for another month or so.
Let me see when this one comes, and then I can try to remember to call you guys then.
All right, our number should be in your
Hold on
ship.
a second. Don't go away yet, because I need to find your call record so I can get the phone number to call, or make sure that I at least have the right phone number to call.
Okay.
Um, 881-9850.
We are 1-800-765.
A second.
Okay.
800-765.
6691.
6691.
Yes, sir, that is
Okay.
the number for customer service. Excuse me. All right, are you wanting me to read that back out, or you do have that down?
I've got it.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that I can do to assist while I'm on the line with you?
That is it. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking, by the way?
This is Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel. I do appreciate your calling me and your patience.
Okay, well, you're very welcome, Mr. Bachman. We do appreciate you as a customer. So, is there anything else, sir?
Nope, that's it. Thanks.
Okay, you're very welcome, sir. And thank you so much for being an Omax Health customer. You please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Well, I like your product. Just wish it was a little less expensive.
Well, it's kind of worth it. It's a really good product. The fish oil is kind of Kind of hard to beat.
So what method do they use to purify it?
It is double distilled. Now, to give you the all of the technicalities with that, not sure if I could do it at this point without trying to...
Well, can you send me something out that talks about how you guys distill it? How you purify it?
Let's see now from here. Let me try to see if I can make a quick inquiry because we don't have anything I know of that we mail. But let me see if it's something that's available on the website. Excuse me. Let me just try that first. Let's see. Our website's been updated and it changes a little bit. Some things have been added. And let's see. It does talk about the purity, but I'm not sure if it goes into...
Yeah, I had read the brochures that come with it, but they didn't really
didn't provide what you were looking
distilled.
For.
Nope.
Okay.
How it's purified. I'm just hoping that some of its efficacy is not removed because of the way that it's purified.
Oh, and I don't think that's the case, of course, but I can understand if you're wanting more specific information.
Yeah, if you could, that would be great. Maybe you can put it into your, whoever you do your escalation to.
Let me make an inquiry. Let's see. Let me look in your account too. Let's see. We have an email for you of otpw07@gmail.com. Is that that's a current email?
That's a good one. Yep.
Okay. So I can't promise if any, I don't know if anything get this mailed out, but I'll make an inquiry for you to find out if the company actually can send you something by email. Because
okay.
On the website, which has changed up a bit.
Do I have a customer ID or account ID or anything?
I do not. We usually just provide our first names. Our calls are recorded.
No, not for your customer rep ID. Do I have a customer ID or an account ID?
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Let's see. How is it listed in here? Let's see. You have an order number, of course. But let's see. Usually if
so we're at least a little closer to the time the card expired this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, we do have some systems in place now where we can track it if something declines. Now, when orders are placed through the website, which is omaxhealth.com, there is an email that's generated for customers to let them know, please, you need to update your card. But for these accounts,
I must have missed it in my email inbox if it came, which is not surprising.
No, sir, you didn't order directly through omaxhealth.com. That's why you didn't automatically receive a generated email letting you know to please update your card. So these are kind of some new systems to kind of help get customers updated. When the system does recognize that there's been a decline payment, usually it's due to a card expiring.
Yep.
So let's see. I'm not seeing a customer ID number.
Okay.
With the way
All right, I figured
going
I'd
on.
capture it if you had it.
It is not showing it that way. We usually just use the name to pull it up. And of course, whatever the last order ID number is for the order that shipped out is usually what's on top, and that's usually attached to the account.
Great. Well, thank you, Rachel.
Okay, well, you're welcome,
and,
Mr. Bond.
May you have a blessed and a prosperous new year.
Well, thank you so much, sir. You do the same, and thank you so much for being an OMAX Health customer.
Well, hopefully I'll continue to be for many years.
Okay, well, we would appreciate that.
Bye now.
All right.
God bless you.
You do the same, sir. Thank you for calling OMAX Health or being an OMAX Health customer. Have a good evening.
Bye now.